our voice you hear regularly on this program, Shankar Vedantam. His segments on human behavior and social science have become mainstays on Morning Edition. Vedantam is a former print reporter. He joined NPR in 2011, and tonight he's a guest of the Sun Valley Center for the Arts as part of its annual lecture series. Vedantam will explain how the unconscious mind affects human behavior in regards to art. And as he told our Scott Graff, it's part of what he labels our hidden brain.
Well, the hidden brain is a term that I coined in a book that I wrote some years ago that basically is designed to describe a range of unconscious factors that influence people without their awareness. So in everyday life, you and I feel like we go through our life in conscious command of our world. We know what we know. We see what we see. We talk to whoever we want to talk to, and we make judgments. And all of this feels conscious and deliberate and intentional. And over the last 15 or 20 years, there's been this huge amount of research in the social sciences that basically suggests that in much of our lives, these unconscious factors inside our heads are often making judgments and decisions for us in a way that's really powerful, but also really insidious because we are completely unaware of them.
How do you label the type of reporting that you do?
You know, I'm not sure I have a good label for it. I'm following my curiosities and I'm following the research agenda. I read very, very voluminously and I read very, very widely in the research literature. I'm tracking hundreds of different journals in psychology and economics and sociology. And what I try and do is I try and find individual studies or pieces of research that I think connect to people's lives. One of the things that I try very hard to do is to try and say, is there research or are there ideas that connect to people where they are in their lives currently? Not so much this is an idea that is set by the researcher or set by the research institution, but it's an idea that actually connects with where the listener is, the something that listener actually cares about or touches the listener's life. And when I find some research that I think actually can make that kind of a connection, I get very excited because it's a way of essentially linking, you know, the ivory tower and the public square.
You touched on it there briefly, but how do you find the studies that we end up hearing you discuss on the radio?
Well, for the last 10 or 15 years, I have tried to devote 1 or 2 days a week just to really detailed reading. And I make detailed notes as I read, and I have a very extensive database of ideas that I've collected over the years so that when a new story breaks, I'm often able to go back to that database and say, this is something that I read 3 or 4 years ago that might be relevant to this new story that's happening right now. All of our minds work in different ways, and I've often been amazed that I have a very poor memory for people's faces and names, but I'm able to remember a study that I read 8 years ago in an obscure journal because that's the way my mind works. And so what I do is when a new story breaks, I'm often going back to that database, both the database that I've saved in a physical location, but also the database in my own head to say, are there interesting ways to connect this news event with that larger world of research and ideas?
Shankar, you covered this type of thing for The Washington Post before joining NPR, and I remember a few years ago hearing those first Hidden Brain segments on Morning Edition. Were you certain, and the folks at NPR and Morning Edition, certain that this would translate into good radio?
You know, I can't say the answer to that is yes. In some ways, I'm actually surprised that it's translated into good radio, and because in some ways it's uncharacteristic for what people think of as good radio. It's not narratively driven. It's not tape driven, as reporters in the radio world think of. It's really ideas driven. And here's an interesting paradox. You know, I think when we listen to the radio, we all imagine the radio was created in our image. I was a fan of NPR for nearly 2 decades before I joined NPR. And the stories on NPR that most attracted me, that most held my attention, were stories about ideas, because those are the stories that really float my boat. And so when I came to NPR, all I was doing was really, I think, following that passion, the passion I have for ideas and the excitement that I feel when I'm confronted by a new idea. And I'm trying to share that every week. And to be honest, I'm not sure I had many expectations that it would necessarily translate into good radio, but I've just been amazed at the warmth of the reception, both on NPR, but most especially by listeners of NPR.
Shankar, is this your first trip to Idaho?
It is indeed my first trip to Idaho.
Well, thank you very much for the time, and we hope you have a great visit to our state.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
That's NPR Shankar Vedantam speaking with our Scott Graff. Vedantam will be in Ketchum tonight at the Church of the Big Wood, and the Sun Valley Center for the Arts says tickets are still available for tonight's event.